This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Fire conditions eased on some of the major fronts burning across Australia on Sunday after some cool weather blew in, with firefighters trying to contain the blazes before the expected return of hot temperatures at the end of the week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney after returning Saturday night from a vacation in Hawaii that drew sharp criticism as the wildfires crisis in his home state deepened. The intensity of the fires eased overnight in New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia states, where blazes had been burning out of control Friday and Saturday. More than 105 fires were still burning across New South Wales Sunday, with 59 considered uncontained and one burning at an emergency level. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability, according to state media. That comes amid heightened concern the North might be about to return to a confrontation with Washington. The KCNA news agency said Kim presided over an enlarged meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Military Commission to discuss steps to bolster up the overall armed forces of the country militarily and politically. KCNA said that more important issues for decisive improvement of the overall national defense were discussed. It did not give details on when the meeting was held or what was decided. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. The resolution would have extended that aid for 1 year to 4 million Syrians. This